Today's gospel shows us an epiphany of Jesus' healing. He's a healer. The leper wants to be made clean, and Jesus says, "I do will it. I do desire it. I do choose it. Be made clean." And then all these crowds come to be cured of their ailments, and Jesus rejoices to oblige them, to heal them. Christ is our healer. Christ is our healer, and we as the church are the body of Christ. That means that you and I are also healers. The church lives out this mission of Jesus to heal and to bind up what is broken. I've got a little homework assignment for you, a little spiritual reflection. When you go home, open up your parish directory. I think the last one was from 2014. Open it up and just look at some of the pictures there. You'll see people you know, maybe some people you don't know, maybe some people who have gone to the Lord. But just look at those pictures that was taken by the studio and look at how happy everyone is. There's not a bad picture in there. Everyone's smiling, looking great. And that's a good thing. But when you look at those pictures, think about how everyone has a story. Everyone has carried crosses. And how so many people, like ourselves, we can smile outwardly during the day, but when there's no camera, when no one's looking, sometimes we're really in pain. Sometimes we carry a lot of stuff, and we don't smile when no one's watching. That's the story of all humanity, really. That's why Jesus came to heal us. Heal us in our community. Heal those who are in pain. Heal us in one another. The church is a healer. She is the healing presence of Jesus in the world in so many ways. You know what one of the most quickly growing religious kind of groups is? The storefront New Age healing clinic. You ever see these driving around, especially in the suburbs? Just a little storefront plaza mall. Spiritual healing, therapy, new age techniques. People do all kinds of stuff with crystals and rocks and witchcraft and all kinds of things. And it's sold as, come here and find healing for what ails you. And you know what? People flock to that. Because all of us need healing. And in our current world, so many people have forgotten, perhaps we have dropped the ball, to show that all healing comes from Jesus. True healing comes from Jesus. We as a church must be these healers. We as a church are a healer who celebrates the sacraments of baptism, reconciliation, Eucharist, where in the sacraments Jesus heals us of our sins. We as a church are a healer when we listen to others and share their pain and have compassion on them by our loving presence. We as a church are a healer when we seek to reconcile grievances and grudges, help people to forgive one another, and as we forgive one another. We as a church are a healer when we seek justice in the world, when we say that is wrong and it must end, when we take seriously the sins and crimes happening in our society and even within our own church. We as a church are a healer by helping those in the helping professions, doctors and nurses, by living out the gospel in the world of medicine. We as a church are a healer as we pray over those who are ill with the anointing of the sick, when we pray over those who are afflicted with any kind of disease or depression or addiction. We lay hands on them, we pray for them, and we ask God's grace to do miracles. I'm praying over someone soon who is wondering if her child will survive to be born. The child has a genetic defect. I'm going to pray through the intercession of the saints for a miracle. It's up to God to do it, but I'm going to ask. We're going to ask together because the healing power of Jesus is in the church. It's in you and I. They came to be cured of their ailments. Are you a healer? How are you a healer? How are you already being part of that healing mission of Jesus? Maybe you haven't even thought about it yet. Maybe you haven't considered it, but you're already doing it. How are we as a church called to continue the healing ministry of Jesus? In spirit, in mind, and in body.